Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Avery Hutt here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today we're diving into something super important, building resilience through self-awareness. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next, bam. You're plummeting down, feeling completely out of control. Well, guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the good news. We can actually train ourselves to be more resilient like mental superheroes with a secret weapon. Self-awareness. Think about it this way. If you don't know how your emotions work, they can really take you for a wild ride. It's like driving blindfolded, you might end up in a ditch. But when you develop self-awareness, you become the captain of your own ship. You learn to identify those emotional waves coming your way and stay your course accordingly. So, how do we build this inner radar? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your resilience game. First things first, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Seriously, start noticing the little whispers in your mind and those fizzy sensations in your body. Journaling is a fantastic tool for this. It's like having an emotional diary where you can pour out all those messy feelings and make sense of them. Remember, there's no judgment here, just pure observation. Second, identify your triggers. What situations or people tend to push your buttons? Maybe it's certain conversations, stressful deadlines, or even that annoying coworker who always steals the office snacks. We've all been there. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for handling them before they throw you off balance. Think of it as preempting those emotional landmines. Next up, practice mindful breathing. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, taking a few deep breaths when things get heated can be a game changer. It literally calms your nervous system and helps you regain control over your emotions. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain. Now, let's talk about embracing discomfort. Yeah, I know, that doesn't sound super appealing. But here's the thing. Pushing yourself outside your comfort zone is where real growth happens. When you face challenges head-on, you build resilience and learn to adapt to unexpected situations. Remember, every time you conquer a fear or step out of your comfort zone, you're becoming stronger both mentally and emotionally. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of weakness. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those feelings, learn from them, and move forward with grace. You know that feeling when you're having a really tough day and your inner critic starts to go on a rampage? Ugh, I can't believe I messed that up. I'm such a failure. It's like those negative thoughts are whispering poison in your ear. Well, imagine this. You're walking down the street and you see someone struggling with their groceries. What do? You probably offer to help. But for some reason, when it comes to ourselves, we can be our own worst critics. It's like we have a built-in negativity bias that amplifies those self-doubt whispers. But here's the secret weapon. Self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Imagine instead of saying, "I messed up," you say, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." Or instead of saying, "I'm such a failure," you say, "Everyone makes mistakes and I'm learning and growing every day." Those small shifts in your self-talk can make a huge difference. So remember these key takeaways. Pay attention to your emotions, identify your triggers, practice mindful breathing, embrace discomfort, and cultivate self-compassion. By consistently practicing these strategies, you'll become more resilient, better equipped to handle life's ups and downs, and ultimately happier and more fulfilled. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you build resilience in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor for daily doses of wisdom and motivation, and until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.